Just right quickly tonight, I'm going to just close out the service tonight with a little thought about winning. The whole country this evening is obsessed with a football game, and I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm going to, give them that. But we need to know who the real winners are tonight. And I'm going to tell you who's going to win tonight. I'm going to prophesy and tell you who's going to win. I could on the ball game, but I'm not. You'll get mad at me if I said it. But I'm going to just tell you who's going to win in life. And I'd rather be a winner in life. I've won some ball games. And I liked it. It was fun at the time. Now it don't make a bit of difference. If we'd been getting paid like them fellas are, probably would have. Son, I'd go out there and knock my brains out for what they're getting paid for. I mean, you can get over it and be a millionaire. And so I don't blame them, really. But it is sad, really, that America has a God of sports. That is sad. And the Bible said in the last days, people would be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's sad. But thank God we know who the real winners will be. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And then other places in the Bible, I'm going to show you a couple more in a minute, but probably other places in the Bible, it talks about what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Yes. Who are the real winners? I preach a message sometime to young people at youth camps and stuff, and the name of it is Users or Losers. And the real losers are people who waste their life in sin. Anytime, drugs, alcohol, any kind of sin, every day spent in sin is a wasted day. Every day spent in sin is a day you lose. You lose. And people nowadays saying, so-and-so, he's just a loser. He's a loser. Well, let me tell you what a real loser is. A real loser is somebody like Dennis Rodman. A real loser is somebody who might have a whole bunch of money, but they are a loser in life. And if you lose your soul, you've really lost. You've really lost. I mean, if a man through this world didn't have 10 cents in his name, or two nickels rubbed together, as he used to say, and was saved and went to heaven, he's a winner. If you go through life and you have everything in the world and lose your soul, you're a loser. If you go through this life and don't have a dime and get to heaven, you're a winner. We look at God looks at it completely opposite from the way the world looks at it. We look at a man like Hugh Hefner, or like, who was that rich guy? Howard Hughes, people like that, Donald Trump, people like, I heard the other day that Christina Aguilera is only like 22 now or something like that. And I was telling them girls a while ago, she has a necklace that's got diamonds all around, like look like a dog collar full of diamonds, and it costs $5 million. A $5 million necklace. But you know what Christina Aguilera is, girls? She's a loser. She is a loser. Her life is not counting for God. She's wasting. Britney Spears, they're wasting. They could be using their talent for Jesus. Singing in church, get trophies and rewards up in heaven. But instead, they're trading it off for the cheap, temporary thrills of this world that'll soon be gone in just a few years. So the real winners tonight are those that are on the Lord's side. You know, I've always liked to win. And if you're there's something in a man, I guess women have it too, but men are just more competitive. Men have this competitive nature in us that we want to beat each other. We want to beat each other. And little boys, you take little boys, they go out there that high, they'll see who can run the fastest, who's the strongest. Like one little boy said, "My daddy can beat up your daddy." He said, "That ain't nothing. My mama can beat him up too." Like that. But all little boys want to be strong. All little boys want to be strong. The biggest are strong. I remember when I was little, we used to go out for recess and I would run, Lord have mercy, have on them little old hard shoes Mom bought me. Them brand new blue jeans would wear, would make your legs raw. But I would run my head off trying to beat them other boys or in softball or we play or baseball or basketball or whatever. We have a competitive nature. We're just made that way. I have a very strong competitive nature. You know that. And I've had it all my life. And I remember playing ball. I would try so hard. We weren't even getting paid for it. And I wanted to win so bad. We weren't getting $1 million and a gold ring and fame and fortune. I still wanted to win. Everybody wants to win. But I'm going to tell you what happens. When I remember thinking this in high school and when I got out of high school. I used to come down here in Morgan and play a lot of basketball. And I remember thinking, you know what? The day's going to come when I can't play basketball. The day's going to come when then what am I going to do? And then about that time, I got saved. And when I got saved at Nebo Baptist Church, everything changed. Everything changed. I got on the winning side. And I thought, boy, I'm going the right team now. Because I'm going to win no matter what happens in this world. I'm going to wind up winning out yonder in the end somewhere. And I'm glad tonight that I got on the winning side. I'm on the winning side tonight. Oh, you may look at me tonight and say, well, he ain't much. Yeah, but there's one thing I'm not tonight. I'm not a loser. It may look like I'm behind, but I'm not. My Father's in heaven. I've done read the back of the book. I know how it all turns out. And we're going to win, people. We're going to win. And so tonight, I want to talk about that just for a minute. What shall it profit a man if he gains everything and loses his soul? You young people, listen to me tonight. I appreciate this big crowd being here tonight. This is probably the biggest crowd in this town on a Sunday night with a Super Bowl going on. Probably. I wouldn't doubt it a bit. I admire y'all. I'm telling you, I'm impressed and I'm all of that. And I thank you for coming tonight. But let me tell you what causes young people to be losers. Marijuana. Pot was found in the blood of an engine driver that collided with an Amtrak train, killing 16 people. The marijuana that we have now, the pot that they have now, is like 10 times stronger, more potent than the marijuana the hippies smoked back in the 60s. And the devil will tell you, kid, it's just a joint. Just smoke a joint. No big deal. It won't hurt you. And the first thing your friends will tell you is, it's not addictive. Now, clinically, in a scientific laboratory, you can't prove that marijuana is physically addictive. But here's what the doctors can't and don't know. They don't know that your body gets addicted to the feeling. I know plenty of people that's addicted to smoking pot. Plenty. Plenty, brother. Don't tell me it's not addictive. You're just not looking at the facts. It most definitely is. Let me tell you what marijuana will do to you. It's called a recreational drug. The reason I bring this up tonight, because I'm telling you, anybody who messes with drugs or alcohol, like I'm going to mention tonight, you are a loser. You hear me? You're a loser. It'll drag you down. It'll take all your money. It'll make you see things that ain't there. It'll make you get in fights, not even remember what you was fighting about, and don't know where your paycheck went. It'll make you a loser in this life. Somebody said this. They studied it. Marijuana automatically causes memory damage, and most of you have about enough memory as it is. It has lung damage, bronchitis. It decreases your ability to father children if you're a male. It causes birth defects in your children. It causes lethargy and burnout, and it'll put you on skid row and ruin your life. But the worst thing about marijuana, you listening? Worst thing about marijuana and smoking pot is that it always, you hear me? Always opens the door to harder and worse drugs. Every cocaine addict started out smoking pot. Every heroin addict started out smoking pot. Tell you the truth, starts out cigarette. Cigarette's the first one. Then it goes to marijuana and then the pot and then the cocaine and crack. Amen? Yes, sir. I'm telling you tonight, brother, you want to be a loser, you just start down that road. Let me give you young people some advice tonight. Say no to all that stuff. Say no to drugs.
Say no to alcohol. Say no to pills. Say no to, I don't say no to Zantac. Say no to NyQuil, brother. I mean, just get off all that stuff and say no to anything that gets you addicted and send you down that road. Say amen right there. You wait till we see what's coming up at the halftime show. And it ain't Toby Keith, and it ain't Kid Rock, brother. It's the Lord Jesus who's going to bless us. And I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, you and me, it'll drag you down the wrong road. Amen. You know, down in a big city near here, Charlotte, North Carolina, a well-known lady, well-known, went from a college classroom to a $2,000 a week cocaine habit. She became a prostitute to support her habit, ended up on an old nasty motel bed with a bunch of other addicts piling ice on her shaken body. Her father is a sales executive. Her mother is a teacher. They live in a two-story house with three cars, and a golden retriever greets you as you pull up into the yard. It's hard to believe those beautiful hands would hold a syringe and shoot drugs up in her veins like that. It's hard to believe. Somebody said, well, these kids are in poverty. That's why they're getting on. That's not true. The reason they're getting on drugs is because they have a sinful nature and it responds to sin. That woman come from a $200,000 home, living in luxury, wound up on a motel bed, bit a chunk out of a man's neck, tried to stab a girl's eyes out. She finally got into a home and it nearly killed her. There's thousands and thousands of young people that are getting out there, getting into sin. They are losers. You know who the losers are? People like Howard Stern and Plastic Pam. And it's people like that. They are the losers. You know who the losers are? Or there's the people like Ashton Kutcher. And the people, that's right, that's the loser. That's the loser. And you know who the wickedest loser is? Oh, Paris Hilton. And all the people like that. Say amen right there. I'm telling you tonight, brother, those people that spend their life in sin but leave the Lord out are losers. And they're going to lose out one day. You say, oh, you're just jealous, brother. I wouldn't trade places with them for this room full of money. Because I know the Bible said the wicked shall be cut down like the grass. And it's short-lived. They might be having fun right now, but it's very short-lived. Amen? What if a football player got on TV? What if they had one of the football players on TV tonight, and it come on, and he'd say, hey, smoke pot. This is the brand of my choice. You know, get you some cocaine. Everybody would flip out. I tell you what's doing more damage than pot is alcohol, and they'll advertise beer from they're advertising it right now and spend millions of dollars on it. I'm going to tell you, might as well go ahead and get it. Might as well go ahead and get it all while I'm at it. Amen. Might as well go ahead and get it all while I'm at it. It's wrong for you to drink beer. Don't show your ignorance and come up here and say, well, Jesus and the disciples drink wine. Don't show your ignorance. Don't give me that junk. Don't show how dumb you are and try to tell me that the wine they got now is the wine they drunk in the Bible. The first thing you don't understand is there's two kinds of wine in the Bible. One of them is old wine. It's fermented. And it was just like it, you had to drink a gallon of it to get you a buzz. And the second kind is in Isaiah 65:8. And it's called new wine. And it's still in the grape. It's in the cluster. It's grape juice. And the water of the Lord turned into wine at the wedding of Cana of Galilee was new because He just now made it and it wasn't fermented. Don't you accuse the Lord of being a bootlegger and getting something that'll make people drunk and cause you to lust after somebody else you ain't supposed to be looking at. He didn't do it, amen. Bible said wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is a loser. I changed the last part of it. You know what I mean. Amen. Listen, the wine they sell in the store down here now is like 100 times more powerful than what they drunk in the Bible. Don't you dare try to blame that on the Lord. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Amen. Paul told Timothy, he said, drink a little wine and for your often infirmities and for your stomach's sake. And all he was saying there is God gave them permission to use a little alcohol in medicine like NyQuil. And every drunk in the country knows that verse. And they quoted and said, well, I will save a little wine. A little didn't do that to you, buddy. I mean, listen, you had more than a little. I can tell you that. Amen. Alcohol is deadly. You know why alcohol is so deadly? Because you can drink it responsibly. I heard one of the football players the other day, made me so mad. He said, and please, folks, remember to drink responsibly. I'm like, you know, shoot yourself responsibly, you know. If you're going to shoot yourself, be careful about it. Or danger other. I mean, listen, brother, that's like lie responsibly. Listen, brother, there ain't no such thing as drinking responsibly. You say, what's an alcoholic? Somebody drinks alcohol. Amen. You're not supposed to have a little wine in the refrigerator. Amen. Wine is a mocker, the Bible said. Strong drink is raging. If you got to go home and pour it out. Amen. God hates it. God hates it. God hates it. It'll make a loser out of you. Amen. Amen, brother. I'll tell you what, boy, there's a huge Exxon oil spill up there in Alaska and on the coast. 10 million of gallons of oil went spread out all over the place. And the man was drunk when he was driving it. The alcohol was involved. You know what? I'm a redneck from the South, and I'm Southern, and I'm from North Carolina, and all of that. But I'm going to tell you what makes me so mad is the way the government jumps all over smoking cigarettes and won't say nothing about drinking alcohol. Won't they say smoke responsibly? They had a commercial. They had a commercial, and this guy came on TV, and he said, I just want you to know that my father died with lung cancer, and it's awful. And think about it before you smoke. I thought, please, give me a break. There's 50 people get killed for alcohol for every person that dies with lung cancer. And I'm not saying it's all right to smoke cigarettes. You shouldn't do it. But I'm just saying, what's the big deal, man? What's the big deal? I'll tell you what it is. The government gets the money off of alcohol. And that's why they put their approval on it. And Southern Republicans get the money off cigarettes. And that's why they don't like it. Yeah. That's perfect. Amen. Yeah. Down with Dean. Yeah. And down with Kay. Amen. This is a glory bowl. The halftime show is going to be a political speech. Amen. I'm just kidding. I'm going to tell you what. They say, oh, Howard Dean, he's a Bible genius, boy. He said his favorite book was Job in the New Testament. Amen. You think about that. Somebody said this. I went to hell and cocaine put me there. They said you'd rather have your arms be cut off or blind than lose your mind. One man said, I put every sin I had up my nose. It ended with a loaded gun. It took $1,000 to realize what that drug will do to you. Betty Ford, sinner, that Liz Taylor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, people like that, Johnny Cash, John Belushi, Janis Joplin, all of these people. Ringo Starr had to drink 16 bottles of wine a day just to make it. I'm going to tell you something here tonight. If your body has any desire for alcohol at all tonight, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to get in this altar and you say, God, you give me the victory over that. By the grace of God, you give me the victory. Because I'm telling you, in 20 years from right now, if the Lord don't come, it will destroy your life. You won't have nothing. I know boys right now that I went to school with started out just drinking a few beers on the weekend. And right now, they got to have it every day. And they live beneath where they could be living. And they can't make a living because they're addicted to alcohol. You may think, well, I'm young. I can handle it. I can drink whenever I want to. But it's a monster. It'll take over your life. It's a thief. It's a robber. It'll make you a loser. It'll take everything you've got. My daddy dropped dead with a heart attack at 60 years old, and I believe with all my heart he'd be alive and probably sitting in here tonight if he hadn't drunk some liquor. Yeah. I mean, buddy, he was healthy. He went coon hunting the whole night, last night before he died. Walked all night long and everything, but there was a period of about 10 years in his life where he stayed drunk, and he couldn't get off of it, and it took him 15 years to get bad off. Yeah. You have to drink 15 or 20 years before it really gets you.
and it just wraps around you like a string wrapping around your... You think, I can quit anytime I want to. I can quit anytime I want to. I can quit anytime I want to. And years go by, and then he's got you. You want to be a loser? Drink alcohol. You want to be a loser? Mess with drugs. You want to be a loser? Spend your life out trying to get money or things of this life. You want to be a winner? Let's look over in Revelation chapter 20, and I'll be through. Revelation chapter number 20. I'll show you where the winners are. We're looking way on past now the rapture, way on past the millennium, way on past the great tribulation, way on past the mark of the beast and the 666. Revelation chapter number 20. And look at chapter number 21. I'm sorry. Revelation chapter 21. Here's the winners. Who comes out on the win? What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world? What good would it do a football player if he owned 100 footballs and lost the ball tonight? Nothing. You know what them boys want to do tonight? They want to win. They want to win. They say, would you rather make a good play or your team win the game? They'd say, I want my team to win the game. I want my team to win the game. I would rather my team win the game and not even to play. Yeah. Sit on the bench than to be out there playing and lose the Super Bowl, wouldn't you? I mean, Lordy mercy, you get the ring, you get the recognition, you'd go down in history. If our Carolina Panthers won that game tonight, they'd go down in history. They ain't never been a Carolina pro team ever, you know, much. And we had a college team down there. Had a college team down there. It used to be pretty good. But you know what I'm saying? Listen, brother, they'll go down in history. They want to win. All right, when this thing's over, do y'all want to win? Look at here, Revelation 21, verse 1. I'll be through. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth, first quarter and the second quarter were passed away. And there was no more sea. Amen. The fans had left the building. Amen. It's all going to wind up like this. And I, John, saw shining light, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Look at this. Old grandmas from up in the mountains of Burnsville and Spruce Pine, up yonder in Avery County, and boom, never. Look what it says. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Shaq don't know nothing about this. Neither sorrow. Kobe don't know nothing about that. Nor crying. Tom Brady, I don't know none of the football players. That's why I keep naming basketball players. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise God. You want to be on the winning team? You want to be on the winning team? Get on the Lord's side. If you're here tonight and there's a sin in your life that's hindering you from doing God's will, get rid of it tonight. They're coming to get us a song. While they come, I want you to stand by your heads for prayer. Let's stand by our heads for a word of prayer.